one of the challenges or difficulties that an average across government or even an average in a single agency actually, you know, that you run up against is a single office in a single agency may push that down, may push it up. So it's hard to look at things across government that way and say, yes, government's doing a good job or no, government's not doing a good job. It's also equally difficult to say, you know, a single agency is doing well or not well without digging a few layers, you know, peeling back a few layers and saying what offices are doing well, what offices may not be doing so well, what's the reason for that. And frankly, another issue to bring into play as well is how long does it take to hire somebody internally versus how long does it take somebody to hire externally?
Well, let's dig into that a little bit. Why is there so much variability across government, and where are the interesting sort of innovative things around hiring happening?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a lot of different variables to it. Some of it is different processes. Again, you know, if you look across government, not everybody operates on the same type of hiring process. So you have accepted service people, you have competitive service folks. So as you look at some of that, you know, it's naturally going to take longer. Some of it may be positions as well. You know, for more highly technical positions, it may require a little bit more in-depth interviewing, assessment, everything else to go through and select the right candidate. Whereas if you're looking for more of a generalist, you may be able to hire more quickly. So I think some of those are just issues that are built into anything and aren't necessarily, the issue of technicality is one not unique to government. I think the other piece that varies from agency to agency, even office to office, is the engagement of those that are actually making the hires. So, you know, we look at this often from an HR process that the HR process is actually screwed up, but to what extent is the hiring manager involved or not involved? If you're less involved in the process up front, may mean that it's going to take you longer to fill that position because you've not clearly defined what you really need in this position.
And the HR person doesn't know what you're looking for.
Exactly. So, again, I think, you know, you can't pin it on one thing, but clearly, you know, you've got to make sure that all of the stars are aligned in that. And quite frankly, Jared, I think the key issue is that people actually have to give a darn that hiring and recruitment is really important and that they have to put the resources and prioritization to it.
Tim, what are some of the examples of hiring done right in the federal government?
Great question, Ruben. I think, you know, again, a lot of cases across government where people do things really right. I'm going to use an example of housing and urban development, and housing and urban development, I think, gets a bad rap a lot of times for some of their HR practices. But one of the things that they did and worked directly with the partnership in over a year ago was they actually had a need for folks who, what they were most interested in were people who had a passion for the mission, community development, housing issues. And what they wanted to do is actually bring folks in quickly. What they looked at was they directly looked at a couple of different programs, the Peace Corps and AmeriCorps VISTA programs. Recent volunteers in both of those programs have non-competitive eligibility status. So what they were able to do is to post things quickly, to be able to do very defined searches with those two groups, to pre-screen and to hire again quickly. Again, they did an excellent job of building that relationship and getting people that not only had the skills that were needed for the position, but also the passion for the mission as well. So I think, you know, they're clearly somebody who does things really well. On another front, you could look at the Air Force and say, and again, the civilian side of the Air Force and say, you know, where they do a masterful job, I think, at really looking at hiring is the use of their internship program. So they're actually looking at their internship really being a feeder for their entry-level pipeline, and because they've already observed their interns in action on the job, they're actually able to make some pretty quick decisions that, yes, this person is actually very well-suited, not only from a cultural fit but also a skills fit to take on a full-time position here. We're actually going to offer it to them down the line. Again, there are a lot of other cases across the board. Those are two that actually stand out pretty quickly.
Are there any major things standing in the way, either in policy or in law or in regulation, that are blocking, you know, more effective and more competitive hiring practices in federal government? Do we need major legislation to force government-wide reforms here?
Well, you know, again, the Senator Akaka is actually planning to reintroduce some legislation that looks at hiring reform across the board. Will that help? My answer to that would be absolutely. Is that actually going to be the ace in the hole for turning the corner? Probably not. Again, I think part of the issue here is we've actually got to change the mindset and the culture within government to ensure that people understand across the board, this isn't simply an HR issue. We actually have to hold people accountable and make sure that, again, people really give a darn about hiring and recruitment and make it a priority. I think no legislation, no executive order, no regulations are actually going to change that. That's actually a mindset issue. If you look at the best companies or the best nonprofits who really value talent, it's not because they've got a policy that says we have to value talent, or that we have to have a certain timeline for bringing folks on. It's because they understand that the talent runs the organization, the talent drives their effectiveness. We've got to get to that point in government.
What can agencies do while they work on bringing down the hiring time to attract talent and not turn away talent in the meantime?
Yeah, I think the key to that, Ruben, is actually to stay on top of communication with applicants. You know, embedded in the administration's hiring reform is a notion to have more user-friendly job announcements, but in addition to that, more frequent conversation or contact with applicants. I think that has to continue. I think government's doing better with that, but we can always continue to do better. You know, when somebody gets the application, make sure that we're notifying them that at least we got their application and set out a time frame for when we think, you know, they're going to be notified of the next steps. What we've found here at the partnership from our own research and our own conversations and discussions with students and career services advisors and other types of job seekers is that they're willing to hang in there in the job search process if they know where they stand. If they feel like they're applying to something that's the black hole and they never hear from it, they're gonna move on to something else pretty quickly. If they're really committed to government service, really committed to a certain agency's mission, if they know where they stand, again, they're going to continue with the process if it's open and transparent about where they stand and what the next steps in the process are. That's one way to hold on. I think the second piece is, even when it's time to say, sorry, you didn't get the opportunity, wherever that may be, is that we need to be strategic about how we actually inform people of that decision as well. If we think somebody was really well qualified, they made a good cut at it, but maybe they weren't the best qualified person out there, we need to let them know that we hope to stay in touch with them. We hope that they'll consider other opportunities in the future as well. Don't simply cut it off and say you didn't get this job.
And finally, Tim, drill down a little bit more, if you would, into the role of educational institutions here and federal agencies' role in recruiting out of those institutions. Are agencies generally doing a good job of letting students know about opportunities in the federal government? And are those educational institutions, do they have a role in letting students know about opportunities in the federal government that might suit their particular talents, their particular education?
Yeah, great questions, Jared. I think, you know, on the agency front, again, you know, some agencies are doing an outstanding job of trying to educate college university students about the opportunities that exist. Others, maybe not so much, but in general, I think, you know, agencies are doing a much better job today than they were doing maybe even 10 years ago in terms of educating them. I think they understand the need to have a campus presence, to continue to push, and to connect with the right people there. I think that's probably the area that they still need more work, is it has to go beyond simply the student population to really touch the influencers, career services, faculty members, those that actually touch students in different ways and help influence their career decisions. But I think we're seeing some good progress in that area. Jared, my concern actually now, in the environment that we're in now, particularly if agencies don't have hiring on their radar screen because of budget cuts or even hiring freezes, is that they let down their guard. So, you know, for those agencies who have done a good job, you have to still figure out a way that even while you're not hiring, how you continue to have that campus presence, because otherwise when you do have the jobs in hand, that relationship isn't going to exist. On the university side, I absolutely believe that, yes, colleges and universities have some obligation and have some stake in this as well. I think, you know, our the way that the American educational system is somewhat set up is ultimately success or failure of universities is also judged by their placement of their alums as well. Clearly, there's a mission in making, you know, contributing to society as well. I'd make the argument that there's no better way to contribute to society than through government service. So they do. Again, I think colleges and universities are getting smarter about the way that they work with agencies to promote federal opportunities. I'd throw out a little bit of the same caution I did before, which is different environment that we're entering into now, leaner budgets, potential hiring freezes where agencies don't have the opportunity to bring on so many people. It's very easy, I think, at this point for universities to also say, you know what, agency X or government really isn't hiring at the rate that they have before. We're actually not going to invite them back because we just know that they'll say no. Again, what does that mean, you know, a year from now, 6 months from now, 2 months from now, when an agency actually does have a dire need to fill? They're probably not going to come knocking on that university's door for talent either.